It's a comment, I hope you'll give me license with it, particularly because I'm speaking on behalf of the No campaign, and I think everybody said at the beginning of the debate we need to have a response. My name is Jordan, I'm speaking on behalf of the Socialist Equality Party. We're conducting a decisive campaign in favour of a no vote in this referendum. Now, I think the question I want to pose to the audience here tonight is, do you want your politics to be determined by nationalism or class? Because whatever the denials of everyone on the platform, there has been a nationalist stream of propaganda put out here tonight. And what has been argued for a start is that Scotland is a united nation. There are no classes in Scotland. It's been, Tommy Sheridan quite explicitly said there's a left-wing consensus. Now, if you look in Scotland at the moment, it's as unequal as the rest of the UK. There's banks in Scotland that played a major role in the financial crisis. So are you arguing that those at the top of the banks are in the same boat, have been in some way oppressed by English overlords than the working class in Scotland? I think it was quite dishonest when the figures about the numbers of people using food banks were cited, because it was only used to mention people in Scotland. Now, the reality is that the vast majority of people on food banks are in England as well. The people who are suffering from the food banks and cuts are suffering all over the country, and they're doing so because the system of capitalism has failed. It's not a system whereby England was dominating Scotland, it's a system of private ownership of the means of production, and there was a large section of the Scottish ruling class that was involved in that, and not just English people. And what we're advancing in our campaign is that we need to oppose these nationalist tendencies and fight for working class unity, because it's a class question and not a national one. And if I can just close by briefly saying that this national position is attracting support from some very interesting people around Europe. This is not just a Scottish question. For example, a leading... I want to ask how this can be a social democratic debate and a social democratic programme when people like the Lega Nord in Italy are supporting Scottish independence. And interestingly, they sat alongside UKIP in the last European Parliament, and also a party in Greece with ties to neo-fascist groups. What I'm trying to say is that this promotion of nationalism, regardless of the intentions, is causing some very reactionary and right-wing forces to come forward, and what we are advocating in opposition to this is a class response to the failure of capitalism and the assault by the ruling class on both sides of the border across Britain, which has taken place over the past 5 years. And I would like to hear a response from the panel as to how they explain promoting these sorts of positions.